In this bulletin, Prime Minister Scott Morrison responds to a possible security deal between China and the Solomon Islands. Ukraine's president says his country's success against Russian troops will force Russia to negotiate. And in sport, dramatic scenes at the MCG as a small fire in a food outlet triggered a false alarm and evacuation order during the Collingwood-Adelaide AFL clash. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwon. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia will continue to maintain a strong presence in the Solomon Islands. It comes as the Solomon Islands has confirmed it is drafting a security deal with China that would increase China's military presence in the South Pacific. A leaked draft document suggests the pact would see Chinese warships in the Pacific and a Chinese Navy base less than 2,000 kilometres off Australia's coast. Both major parties have been critical of the move. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says Australia's criticism of the Solomon Islands agreement is irresponsible, but Mr. Morrison says he disagrees completely.
We've always been in the Pacific. We've always been there to support. Pacific nations know that we are part of their Pacific family and that we've always prioritised their needs and their interests and respected their sovereignty and haven't sought to influence them or interfere with them in any way. We've been there to support them, and that's what Pacific peoples understand about Australia.
Veterans Affairs Minister Andrew Gee says he threatened to resign, citing a lack of budget funding for his department. Mr. Gee says he was moments away from quitting the front bench, but managed to convince Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce to provide further money to process veterans' compensations applications. The member for Clare says the 60,000 backlog of unprocessed claims is a national disgrace. He says he asked for $96 million in an effort to clear the waiting list by mid-next year. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukrainian troops have succeeded in containing the Russian army, forcing Russia to consider negotiations. Ukraine's leader says Russian losses have made Russian authorities understand that it's necessary to talk.
Containing Russian actions, our male and female defenders bring Russian authorities to a simple and logical thought. It's necessary to talk and to talk meaningfully, honestly, urgently and for the sake of the result, rather than for the sake of stalling.
Mr. Zelensky reiterated Ukraine's position, which includes sovereignty and territorial integrity. The Ukrainian leader says more than 37,000 people have been evacuated this week, most of them residents from besieged Mariupol. Meanwhile, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says a partnership with the United States to reduce Europe's reliance on Russian energy and limit the billions of dollars Russia gets from fuel sales is unprecedented.
This morning, President Biden and I agreed on an unprecedented partnership to reduce Europe's dependency on Russian gas. And in parallel, we agreed in this partnership to really accelerate the green transition.
As a first step, the US will provide the EU with at least an additional 15 billion cubic metres of liquefied natural gas in 2022, replacing the amount of Russian LNG for the year, and in the coming years, 50 billion cubic metres, replacing a third of all Russian gas supplies to Europe. Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins has died aged 50. The American rock band have released a statement on social media saying they are devastated by the tragic and untimely loss. Prior to Hawkins joining the band in 1997, he toured as a drummer for Alanis Morissette before replacing the Foo Fighters' original drummer, William Goldsmith. The band is praising his musical spirit and infectious laughter, saying it will live on with all of them forever. And in sport, a small fire in a food outlet triggered a false alarm and evacuation order during the Collingwood-Adelaide AFL clash at the MCG. Less than 1 minute into the second quarter, a message was played over the stadium's loudspeakers instructing all patrons to immediately leave the venue. Umpires stopped the match and players gathered in team huddles in the middle of the ground as confused fans began heading for the exits. A few minutes later, a second message was played to clarify it was a false alarm. The MCG has released a statement confirming fans were never in serious danger. And now for tomorrow's weather. Perth, cloudy, 28 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 30. Melbourne, sunny, 28 degrees. Hobart, partly cloudy, 24. Canberra, a shower or two, 23. Wollongong, showers, 22. Sydney, much the same, 24. Newcastle, similar conditions, 25. Brisbane, showers, 26 degrees. Cairns, partly cloudy, 31. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, 33 degrees. That's the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwon.